what talent we have in our own backyard when it comes to writing. Writing the Rapids is the name of the segment. Thanks to you, producer Joe Balecki, and finding those in the community that are writing, that are talking, and certainly they're sharing their perhaps secrets. So, Joe, take it away. We've got a super guest in studio.
We sure do. Thanks, Shelley. Wayne Bowerman of All Access Open Mic. Hello. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks.
You're welcome. So, All Access Open Mic is the name. All Ages is the game.
Yes.
Let's talk about that a little bit. What is the open mic? When is it? Where is it? And what should I expect going in?
Okay, yeah, so we're on every Thursday night at Mayan Buzz Cafe, 208 Granville. So we're, you know, just across the road from Founders, just a hop over from the bus station, pretty easy to find. We're on from 8 to 10 on Thursday nights. It is an all-talent, all-ages, all-welcome show. So we get a lot of poetry. We get some musicians, comedians from time to time. We've had a belly dancer, so a hula hooper. So it's an interesting time for sure.
So all ages, we were talking a little bit before the show that all ages doesn't necessarily mean PG.
That is correct. I sort of tell artists if they ask me for like a hard to find rating, I'll say like PG-13, but we have this statement written out on our wall, and it says that, you know, the Mayan Buzz Cafe is, they're really a gracious host, and what they allow us to do, and they understand that part of artistic expression is sometimes talking about controversial things or painful things. We've had people share stories of sexual abuse you know, relating their experience of being Black and American and police harassment. So so what we ask for is, you know, to not use like flippant profanity. Like if it's like, you know, if it's
don't say it.
If it's a part of the I won't say anything here. But if it's a part of the piece, you know, to use a word that is, you know, by the general public considered profane, then it's a part of the piece. That's essential. But like in between, when you're introducing something, you don't need to be flippantly saying stuff. And our audience and our performers generally get that and do really good accommodating to the audience, looking out, scanning. If there's kids there, the, you know, they'll adapt and self-edit, and it's been really good to build that over the course of 2 years.
So it seems like you have a pretty good community, or at least an understanding built up in the event that you have every week. Do you have lots of regulars?
We do have a lot of regulars that have been coming, some for the course, the whole, like, 2 years and 4 months or whatever that we've been there. You know, new people come often and some of them stay. But it's the regulars that really are sort of the backbone and that share and that do the groundwork bringing in new folks too. So
do you find that among all of the open mic nights, because it seems like there's one every day.
Yeah.
do you find that there's kind of like a troupe that travels to every single one, or are people more nested in All Access is mine, that's the one I do?
There's a lot of nesters, for sure.
You call them nesters?
Nesters. Like this is my nest. This is where I kind of hang out. This is my open mic. But there are people that get out to you know, every show. There's a few of those that, you know, are maybe they're regulars at All Access, but they make sure they hit up the Retort, they, you know, once a month maybe, or hit up, you know, what Tone is doing over at the Hookah Lounge with the longest running spoken word show in town. So there's the people that get around. I personally am invested in attending each open mic in the city at least once. So that's hard, but I think I've made it to everything.
So. Good, good. And you have an event coming up a week from tomorrow.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So we are bringing in the Diatribe to be our featured artist for that evening. The Diatribe is Foster, a.k.a. Autopilot, Rachel Gleason, and Fable the Poet. So so you might know them. They host the Drunken Retort Monday nights at Stella's. They do a lot of work in the community, writing workshops with school students. They did a writing workshop at Art Prize this year. And they do a lot of awareness of, like, the connection between writing and mental health. And so we're proud to be bringing them in. It's kind of a fundraising night. We always do a pass the hat for our artist, and any money raised that night will go to the Slam Poetry Team, the Retort Slam, United Retort Slam Team.
What's it mean? What's slam? I mean, see slam poetry. What's slam poetry?
That is good because people often think it's a style. A lot
of times,
you can
slam it down.
A lot of times people think it has to rhyme or be a certain meter or cadence, but slam literally means you've participated in a slam competition, which is a timed competition. You have 3 minutes, and then there's a point system. There's usually 5 judges. They score you like 1 through 10, and the high, the low score are dropped. The 3 middle are averaged, and you can be a slam poet that, you know, your stuff's not fast and it doesn't rhyme. That's what people think of, but slam poetry literally means I take my poetry and I compete in slam competitions.
So. Have you ever done a slam competition, Joe?
Oh, absolutely not. No. Someday maybe. So is the team associated with your open mic, or is that something separate?
The contest to select the slam team have been happening at the Retort.
Okay.
So it's the slam team's definitely more, I guess, associated with that show, but we are proud to be doing anything we can to help them.
Sure. How often do you have featured artists?
We try to bring in a feature once a month. We've been pretty successful in that. We try to focus either on local Grand Rapids acts that are releasing something, so a new album or maybe they've got a book or something out, or open up a little bit regionally. We had a rapper in from Battle Creek. Actually, we've had 2 different rappers in from Battle Creek, and have a singer-songwriter from that area coming next month.
Cool. Let's see. Do you have anything else about All Access Open Mic that you want to know, or you want us to know?
How do you attend for the first time? Say
yeah.
It's like I want to go. I want to share my talent. I mean, how do you get me in the door?
Yeah, that's great. I think I would encourage people to come and not decide up front, like, what they're going to do or even if they're going to do it. We had a young guy this last week that joined us for the first time, and he messaged the All Access Facebook page, and we had some back and forth, and he's like, I really want to do this particular poem of mine, and I want to tie it in with like a rendition of a Door song. And he was just like, you know, like really, I just kept telling him, dude, don't be nervous. Yeah. And he got there. And like once he experienced the environment, he completely changed what he was going to do. He decided to perform that night late in the set, and he did something completely different than what he had his mind made up beforehand, and he rocked it, and can't wait to see him again. So,
okay. So when I get there, do you have a sign up at the beginning, or is it just someone's done and you wait for somebody to stand up and take the mic? How does it work?
Yeah, we have 15 slots, and I put the sign-up sheet at 7:30. I put the sign-up sheet out every Thursday, and it is usually full by like 8:30, 8:45. So it's good to get there, you know, at 8 or maybe even a few minutes early and get your name.
Where am
on
I going
list.
Again? Where is this?
What's that?
Where am I going?
Oh, All Access Open Mic at the Mayan Buzz Cafe. And the sign-up sheet is on the first table when you walk in. So it says All Access at the top. So try to have it right there where you see it.
And then how much time will I have?
That's a great question. I try to tell people like 5 to 8 minutes, which generally will be, you know, 2 to 3 songs or poems, because that's what we get the most as poets and musicians. You know, we get other performers. So I try to say, you know, 5 to 8 minutes. Once in a while, we'll get, you know, the poet that has, you know, they write in haikus, mm-hmm. or, you know, they do really short pieces. And so, you know, I'll tell them, you know, go ahead and do 5, but try to stick to that, you know, 5 to 8 minute set.
And then let's expand it out to Grand Rapids. How do you feel about the writing community in Grand Rapids? Where do you think it's going? Do you think it's growing? And then, and what can we do to foster an even closer, better writing community?
I think it's growing, and I think the youth are such a part of that. And I'm so happy that All Access gets to be a big part of the youth doing that. One of our regulars, her name is Jalexia, and she organized this. It's called the Runaway Poetry Club. It's for 12 to 19-year-olds, I believe, and it's teenagers. They meet every Tuesday at the Grand Rapids Public Library, downtown library, and they've created their own writing workshop. And a lot of those artists have been, these young, brilliant artists, have been coming to All Access, and we sort of get to reap the benefits of what, a few of these teenagers took on themselves. Like, let's, create our own community. Let's, so like those teens are and young people are the future, and they're like so awesome. And I think that ties into the work the Diatribe has been doing in schools, encouraging young people to write for the sake of their mental health. And where it's going, like, sky's the limit. But Grand Rapids has to wake up to the fact that we're here. We have a writing community. You know, we have shows, like you said, there's an open mic almost every night of the week, but sometimes I feel like it's the best kept secret in Grand Rapids. You know, you can go to Germany and people have heard of Art Prize, but you step outside of Grand Rapids and people don't know about, you know, the writing community here. And we want to wake people up to that fact.
Well, then one more time, how can we get in touch with you? Where do we need to be? When do we need to be there?
Any Thursday, All Access Open Mic at the Mayan Buzz Cafe. Come in the door. Find us on Facebook. Send us a message if you got questions about content or you're nervous about performing or clarification about time or when features are. That's All Access Open Mic GR at Facebook. And reach out to us that way. We're on Twitter too. And we would love to see you.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Wayne. Joe Blecko, tell me how to be a guest on this Writing the Rapids segment.
Oh, just email the WGVU Morning Show, which is the WGVU Morning Show at gmail.com.
That'll get her there.
Put Writing the Rapids in the subject line, and I'll know that it's for me.
Great. Thanks, Joe and Wayne, again, for sharing your good words.